KCO, Statewide 1. WAFU, Sean, you out there on DMR?
You know, Tom, he didn't, he wasn't on drive time on FBI either, so I don't know. NAWRO.
Yeah, I wasn't up early enough to see if he was on the radio. I only got up for about an hour ago.
I was up early enough to have a conversation with Dave. He got off midnight at 6. Talked to him to his home QTH from 6 to about 6:30, I guess, or something like that. And then I did notice that FBI did not have their normal morning crew. Nobody was there. I think maybe Eric might have checked in. But other than that, no Sean, no Anthony, no Dakota.
Well, that's a record, eh?
Yeah, indeed, yes. And the only way I know it is Saturday morning, I think it was Donald, mentioned that both Phil and Sean were not going to the breakfast. So apparently those two were under the weather. So perhaps he took the day off. I don't know. N-A-W-R-O. I'll be listening everywhere today, I guess. Have a good one, Tom, unless you got something else.
Yeah, I got to run to Detroit, Grand River, or on the boulevard. Go take care of a bank. But I was going to stop by his shop real quick, see if he's feeling better. See if he is there. All I got to do is just breeze through the parking lot if I see his car. Then I'll drop off his stuff. If I don't see his car, I'll just keep going on. But yeah, I'll be out here probably more on the UHF. I got to give my co-worker a call, see where he's at. So I'll listen out on here I'll listen out on UHF. I'll talk to you then, 73-KCO.
Good morning, gentlemen. NHZC here. I won't keep you guys because I know you're busy and off and doing your thing for a Monday morning, but thought I'd jump in and say good morning nonetheless. You guys have a great day. Be safe out there. N8ZC.
Morning, Kerry. Yeah, definitely do that. It's all local stuff today. No no traipsing all over the mitten. Monday's always all local. Try to do everything else on Thursdays. And have a great morning. Try to stay warm, or try to stay cool when it warms up. Try to stay wherever in your travel. Talk to you then. 73-KCO.
Good morning, Kerry. NAWRO, I will be listening today as well. Hope you have a good one. Tom, I'll listen for you today. I got both FBI on state and 7.2 VHF.
All right, sounds good. KCKCO.
K-E-8-Y-N-U, monitoring statewide 1. K-8-Y-N-U, monitoring statewide 1.
Hey, Dave, N-8-W-R-O here. How's it going?
It's going. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. I just remembered I was gone last night, so I'm listening to the audio of the state net, see if there's anything, to listen to there, and I appreciate your audio message today. I think that's a good formula. Maybe we ought to do that more often. It sounded good.
Hey, thanks. I was thinking kind of the same thing. I might change it up a little bit. Sometimes it's just nice to have an audio so you can kind of listen to it instead of having to read everything. And so I might do that. We'll change it up a little bit. So
it might even be a little bit easier for you to produce. You can just talk and not have to type. But anyways, I like it. We'll see what the other guys think. It's easy to get to and easy to listen to. I did it out in the yard in the lounge chair when I was out there.
Yeah, and I can do that as I'm doing something else. I don't have to worry about sitting in front of the computer and typing it all out. So maybe I'll do that. Kind of keep it fresh.
Well, let's see here. I did, while you were probably getting some shut-eye, I spoke to John, but I think I mentioned that to you, and he does have the key, the updated key to take a look at just to make sure, you know, we're on the same page and, you know, taking a deep dive and seeing it. I did do a mock WinLink message to Lansing in the correct format, and I saved it as a template, just what he did on the key. So we're going to have to fill in everything there. I know you might be doing that as well, but, you know, might as well have a couple attempts at it because it appears you need to do it that night, the night of the, you know, after the set, that same date right after the set.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What I'm thinking we might do the night of the set, maybe if you have time and John has time, maybe you, me, John, and Mike, and if Wally wants to, if he has time, we'll sit down, we'll go over things as a group, as a team, make sure all the points are accounted for, make sure all the paperwork is accounted for, and then we'll roll with it and get it sent over to the state.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Not doing anything that day but that, so that's fine with me. And I can't speak for him, but I'm going to have Tom with me on his ride back home, so I think he'll be in on that too.
The more the merrier. That way we've got more eyes on it, and we can kind of make sure we get everything accounted for, and it'll be good. I'm meeting with Riley on one of the command channels here later after our meeting. I meet with Riley, his AEC, so if you want, you're welcome to join as well. But we're going to go over some things here for the set, talking about what we can do for Sinclair County and what they can do for us, and working together as a team.
I'm certainly available for that. How about I be on standby for that? I kind of appreciate being out of the deep secret squirrel stuff, so I can participate. But on the same token, if you need me, I'm available. I'm standing by. You can just text me and I'll jump on.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fair to me. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good meeting. Looking forward to our meeting here in a little bit, and it'll be good. I'm excited about this year's set.
Yeah, me as well. It's just amazing how much more, as a sample, how much more I as the equipment that I have compared to the spring set. It's just like fortunate enough to be able to, like right now I have a mobile AM/FM and a DMR. And in spring, all I had was an HT, VHF, UHF, HT. And I just, like I was saying before, I just wanted to stay in the footprint of the Richmond Tower. But this is nice. It makes it even, and of course we got a few more new members too, so I think they'll enjoy it as well, and catch the bug even more so than they have already.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think for me, that's what got me excited as well as the set. It was awesome to experience, and just even more so getting involved. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be good. I'm excited. Okay, hopefully we can get some new guys as well. I might reach out to Lance Cruz. They know that you've got their tornado siren test that day, so maybe I'll just be like, hey, you guys should jump in and participate a little bit, and we'll help you out with tornado sirens or something like that. So,
yeah, that does sound good. I mean, of course, it is totally optional for any ham, but on the same token, it's independent of ARS-PSC. It's, like a spring set and the fall set. Anybody with a ticket is qualified to do it, and there's an argument that you kind of should do it, because it's kind of one of the mainstays of ham radios to help an emergency, and this is the test for it. So, yeah, I was encouraging everybody, but then again, some of them are just like, what do we do? Well, don't worry. Just check in. You'll like it. Trust me.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be good to see where our guys are at, so especially the new guys. So see if they can. I'm sure they'll catch on pretty quick, though.
Did you get a copy of that? I'm just looking through the stuff. Don't need to necessarily start anything now, but that map I did for the Winlink grid squares, is that too much to post now, or just go ahead and post it? I didn't know which way to go with that. One argument is some of our Winlink guys should start taking a look at it and thinking about it. The other argument is we'll post it on Saturday morning because it is a map, so kind of discloses the game field to some degree.
I'd say go ahead and post it. It's fine. I guess maybe it might wet their whistle and get them thinking about it. They don't know what's going on in the background, so I mean, could always throw a good loop there as well. So.
All right, I shall do that. And it's going to be nice. Don't know, John, if you're listening, but it'd be nice having John at inside the EOC because he's quite knowledgeable as well about the capabilities of, pretty much everybody, but the newer people as well. And like you said, the wild card is going to be the hams that aren't part of our group. We'll appreciate having those aboard, too.
KE8WUO, I am monitoring. Good morning, guys. I guess afternoon, but yep, I'm here.
Hey, welcome there, John. Good to hear your voice. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be the set is going to be a lot of fun, I appreciate you both. I appreciate you guys and your willingness to step up and help these new guys out. That's really cool. That's really awesome. To see, and so I appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, I think I can speak for John when I can say we're having fun. This is good to do that, to see membership grow and to kind of figure out what capabilities everyone has and just go from there. What do you think, John? Was Stony, I never did get the final update on Stony Creek. Did Darren find the fox again?
So Darren found the proximity of the fox, but I think he opted to tell me where roughly he was at instead of getting a bunch of burrs on all of his clothes, because I did have it in some taller weeds, and he came back to me with a fair amount of burrs on his clothes, so I felt a little bit bad, but I wanted to put it in a spot where most people wouldn't find it, but, unless you're looking for it, you're not going to stumble on it, because I don't want it to cause any concern. So as far as, like, Sony Wind, one of the things I always try to do is get my friends into ham radio, and the idea for me was that I can focus on these few things and they can focus on whatever they want to focus on. And then it's kind of a quid pro quo where we all learn things and show each other, hey, this is what I learned today. And this is, and he can be like, this I learned today. And so that's kind of what I've always been looking for. Unfortunately, a couple of my buddies that fell into radio and started going down the road, they quickly, got distracted by life and weren't able to kind of live that dream with me. But that's kind of what's nice about the ham radio group we have is, everybody kind of contributes in some way and we all learn from each other. And so what I'm not able to learn quickly enough, someone else is probably already halfway down that road and already learned it. And so it really works out well. It's kind of a good system, So I like the group because it's kind of expedited learning and it kind of takes the stress and the strain out of everything. So hopefully, some of the things that I beat my head against the wall on other people won't have to. And the things they beat their head against the wall on, I won't have to. So everybody wins.
Well, NAWRO agrees with 100% with what you said there, John. I forgot the rotation. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good way to learn. You know, a lot of good stuff to be had. So for sure, it's exciting. It's exciting to see these new guys grow, and but it's also exciting, you know, to see our teammates, you know, step up and, you know, help out a new ham, and it's so cool. It's really cool, and I like I said, and I say it over and then say it again. We had a good team. We had a good group of guys, and I'm so pleased with how things are going and the direction we're going. It's pretty awesome.
Well, John, I'm going to jump in. Hope you don't mind there. Along the lines of what John was saying and Matt, in our little incident where we had digital over FM, we've had that before. It was not, somebody not related to our group. And I'm just thinking, you know, like trying to find a fox and stuff, maybe that could be a duty that we take over. Dave, I know you hate the APRS signals that stray onto the VHF side. But it's not that difficult to track down and to read the call sign, and then at least we have the call sign, and then we can attempt. Typically, it's a mistake, and just like what occurred with our own number, no big deal. But it's nice if we could give back to FBI in Central Michigan as a service, just kind of jump on that, and then maybe see if we can't contact the person by call sign, reach out and say, hey, this is what's happening. I'll send it over to John, and then.
Yeah, I'm still hoping to see how you did that, because that's a cool idea, or cool, you know, tool in the toolbox to have. So I probably could figure it out, but once again, why beat my head against the wall when you can just show me? So I'll hand it over to you, Dave.
Yeah, and add me to that list as well there, Tim. I want to see how you did that. So that way I know how to do it. And I agree with you. I think that's a good way, a good service to you know, get out there. A lot of times it is, you know, like you said, you know, it is, you know, a lot of times it's an accident, it's something that happens, but, you know, it's not meant to be disruptive or, you know, troublesome. It's just, you know, people do it. People are human, and, you know, I've made mistakes too, and it is what it is. Over to you there, Tim.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it was last month. There was another ham, and Jeff and Sean, somebody ended up tracking down his call sign, and they threw it out there. They tried to contact him on 2RZ, and he just happened to jump on one of the bands. I think it was FBI. It could have been 7.2, and I was out in the yard, and I just started a QSO with him. I said, hey, listen, you wouldn't happen to have a radio that's beaking out, would you? You know, he said, I don't think so, but let me, he came back to me and said, oh my gosh, yeah, it's been scanning, and it ended up, I've been doing that all over my scan list, and, you know, he apologized profusely and shut it down, but, and of course, the same thing happened with our for a training, you know, it's a lesson learned, right? But then I figure our group can just offer that. The only way I did it was just with WinLink. You just turn on WinLink, but whether it be Direwolf or Sound Modem, but make sure you don't make the same mistake in transmit. We don't want to transmit. All we're doing is opening up the modem and listening to that particular, in this case, something we would never turn the frequency to normally when we do WinLink would be, the, like in this case, the FBI. But all you do is have to catch one burst, and it'll decode. The easier way is with an APRS radio, but I can't even do that yet, I don't think. Over to you, John.
Any VDZ question?
Go ahead, NAVDZ, and thank you, Tim, for that. I think I can do it.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm enjoying the conversation. I'm putting the last kit together, so I'm not tuning in. But I was wondering earlier and haven't thought about it since. What time are we meeting, Dave?
Good afternoon, sir. We are meeting at 4:30. We'll be on the command channel 1 there. It's going to be a good meeting. And then also, Mike, if you want, Riley and I are meeting on that same channel, I believe around 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Copy that. I should be able to be there for both. NAVDG continuing to monitor. Thanks for the interruption, gentlemen. 73, still later.
Not a problem there, Mike. Not a problem. Have a good one. 73, yeah. Over to Tim.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, before you go, can you just go ahead and shout out the model number of that Yaesu radio in those kits? I keep on forgetting to take a close look or asking you. I have the FTM-150 model. Are those 150s, or are they in a 300 series? Over to Mike.
50, you are correct. Same one that you have.
Excellent, and we'll talk later off air. I do have the nifty manual for that, so maybe we can do something with that for the kits. Very good, Mike. I copy, and then I'll send it to Mike, and then Mike over to John. And I know you're getting out, Mike.
I want it badly. Yes, please. So, we'll have to figure out how to get that to me. And, it'll save me a lot of time in reading and learning the whole manual and then deciphering.
All right. Well, I'm going to come up with like a little punch card or a little list that you want laminated or what have you. I can laminate here, so just let me know. And that's all I got for right now, other than I might have doubled with you, but I was just saying thanks for coming out this weekend, and it was great having you up at Stony Creek, and I learned a lot from you. This is KE8WUO.
Dave, you want to go ahead and put a bow on this, and then we'll meet on the command channel.
That would require me to have to tie something, but I'm too tired for that right now. No, I'm just kidding. Looking forward to that there. So it'll be good. It'll be good to get those deployed. And already got plans for them, so got some big ideas. So I'm excited. We've got some good things going here.
Myself as well. Very interested in seeing how many we get. Looking at that list, we're not going to know until we do, but how many check-ins we get and how that whole formula works out. And I hope we have a good group, both members and non-members. That's going to be fun. Got nothing else. John?
I will see you guys in 40 minutes on the command channel. So I'll be standing by and monitoring, but look forward to it.
All right, sounds good, guys. We'll see you guys then. I'm going to go ahead and hop off here and monitor 73 people, so we'll talk here soon. This is KYMU monitoring out.
Thanks, guys. NHWRO, I will be clear as well.
KACKJL.
This is KE8WUO to KE8YNU.
Hey, John, what's up?
I was just curious, should I bring anything Saturday, like folding tables, extension cords, anything like that?
We should be all set. I've got our kitchen table. I figure we'll just set up right there on the kitchen table. And then we'll kind of go from there. So, I think we're good, but I appreciate it. And, you know, obviously if you want something to drink, you're welcome to bring your favorite beverage and, it'll be a good day.
All right. Sounds good. I think that's all I got for now. Thanks, sir.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem. If you need anything, reach out there. So I'll be monitoring.
All righty. KEAWUO, I'll be clear. 73.
NAWRO, is that you, John? I didn't have my radio on yet.
Yes, sir. It was Dave and I. I asked him if he wanted me to bring anything to the command center this weekend.
Copy that. I'm sending a Wally an email right now just advising about the two DMRHCs will suffice. And just let him know about the talk group situation. I mean, it might be possible he has that resolved, but I'll ship it to him and we'll work on that. Sounds good. Good meeting. Let you go. I will have this on now that I've turned it on, and we'll talk later. NAWRO.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. And you are doing awesome keeping track of all this stuff because you are you're Johnny on the spot, but you're Tim.
Thank you. But the problem is I don't know how to build a fox. I couldn't do that, Craig. Only you can do that.
It wasn't my idea, and somebody basically already did it, so I just had to follow the instructions, but I appreciate it. I will clear the channel. This is KEAWUO. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Have a good one, John. NAWRO.
KCKJL.
Greetings, Tom. NAWRO. Are you headed back home?
Yes, sir. I just got gas here in Armada at 22 cents, and I'm heading back to my QSO.
Well, I know your mileage wasn't as much as normal today, which is always a good thing, I guess, but you still had a long day.
Yeah, technically I work till 6:30, but I've been starting earlier, you know, because it's kind of quiet out there on certain things, and co-worker and I are just trying to bang out all the runs that we can and help out where we can. Today I had to go pick up my new service vehicle down at the dealership and drop that off at the office and then start back down to the dealership to get my current vehicle to come back and go home. That's what I'm doing now.
All right, but when do you get to transfer all the radios to the new truck?
Brad and myself are going to try to...
Must be in a dead spot where you're at. I'll stand by for a bit in AWRO.
I didn't have to get a new service van. I mean, I got 62,000 miles on this. But they had a full size that wasn't assigned to anybody. It was sitting at the dealership for about a month. So fleet says, what are you doing with this truck? You don't know what's going on with it, who gets it or what. So my boss asked, anybody want a new van? I'm like, sure, I'll take it. So I got a full size now. With a center metal box, so I can mount all my radios to the box. Isn't that cool?
No, I remember because we were talking about this on the Thursday meeting. So you didn't know what was inside there. You got a little bonus. So you got your radios all moved over already?
No, the new truck is still at the office. It got too late to do anything because it takes about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to transfer between vehicles.
Yeah, and I suppose you got to start with your tools and all the company stuff, too. You can't do the fun radio stuff until after that stuff. All right. Well, congratulations on the new truck. And hope it drives well.
Well, it's different. Leave it at that, I guess. It's a full-size Transit 150, so I drove one before. But now this one, it's brand new. Got 100 miles on it just from all the transport. So... Nobody else has driven it. Nobody else has wrecked it. So it's all bright, shiny, glossy.
Well, there's an argument out there that bigger is safer, and with the amount of travel you do, that's probably a good thing.
Well, not only that, it's all-wheel drive. So, where this one is front-wheel drive, even though I put snow tires on it, there's so much weight in the back from equipment and batteries that, you know, the back end squats and the front end lifts up, so it's hard to get traction sometimes. Where with the full size, it's made to accommodate all that weight, and I can center the batteries in the middle of the van.
Well, that makes perfect sense. And then, this winter you'll have to see how she performs. They can't help but think that's going to be a lot better, control-wise.
Well, there's a transmission mode that I can change it to slippery or rain and snow. So flip over that, and then the wheels adjust to the surface.
Oh, yeah. That's just like what I got in the Explorer. It was late last season when I got it, and we just didn't really have that much snow, or at least I guess I didn't have to go out in it, put it that way. So I am looking forward kind of to testing it, this winter coming up. It's, of course, years ago I used to have a 99 Jeep Wrangler, you know, a regular Jeep, and that was fun in the snow. But this one's a little different, but you're right, it does have all those different modes you can put it in, so we'll see how that works out. But you do so much more driving than I do. It's just night and day difference because, well, it's what you do, the nature of your job. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this year has been a lot of driving, you know, just helping out as much as I can, and my coworkers doing the same. So they depend on us to, you know, to do what we can. It's not working. Are you picking me up in the morning on Saturday, by the way?
Yes, sir. That is going to be the default thing. Not only for Saturday, but apparently for, we can just keep it that way. That would be the default. If we ever get deployed and you need it, I mean, you can always call me off if you don't for whatever reason. But, yeah, we're going to do that. And then after that, big old question mark. Let's see what the boss has in store for us. I'll let you know, Tom, greatly appreciated the offer of your trailer, but we're going to not use it this time. We'll reserve it as a possibility for the future. But it had been discussed today, but not going to happen. EOC is going to be elsewhere, and I'll talk about it off the air later.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I do need, like, you know, some planning ahead because, like I said, I got to get there some plywood in there that my son left in there that they're going to be moved out of there probably this Sunday or something, or probably Saturday after the set, and some other stuff. I want to try to get it straightened up and cleaned up so I can try having his junk in my areas. But, as long as I get a heads up on it, yeah, it's definitely available if you need it for really a portable bathroom and hand washing facility kind of thing. And temporarily. So, works for me, KCKTO.
NAWRO. Not this time, maybe in the future. Appreciate the offer. I did, just let you know, so in my vehicle, I did do, you know how Wally has his Motorola mounted, like a side saddle thing? It's kind of coming over to the leg room for the passenger, but that's where my DMR is going to be. Which is good because it's closer to you. You'll be the radio man for DMR in my vehicle. And then, I tested it out. I went over to Dexter, Ann Arbor area. I put in Grass Lake, put in Novi. Well, he said put in Novi. I'm glad I did because Novi is the one at work. And then I got Detroit down there. Of course, for Saturday, all we need is Mount Clemens, really. But it worked out good. I had both rigs in there, and as long with the ICOM for VHF, UHF, two antennas. I get the bullet antenna for VHF, UHF, and then the diamond antenna for GMRS. And it works out good. Of course, I'll bring HT as well. But I think we're going to be set.
Yeah, I will charge my two Bolfangs. I got one that I got set up for DMR. I got another Bolfang that has GMRS on it. And then I got my little UV5 Bolfang, and that's for Windlink RF. We go that direction. I also have a motive you saw at St. Clair that for internet communication with DP.
Unless State pulls a fast one, I have Wi-Fi in my car, so I will get you that password. And as long as the scenario says it's up and running, I think we should just go ahead and use that for WinLink. But you know, we'll wing it on Saturday. We'll make it work. I think we did enough planning as far as the deployment side. We're still working on getting things set from the EOC side, so it's going to all be fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I am playing the town, so once we send me through the final, and out there, Kilo, Charlie, Kilo, Julie.
Sounds good, Tom. Have a good night. 73s, I'm sure we'll talk tomorrow. N-A-W-R-O, clear.
N-A-W-R-O,
you on this one, Wally?
Yeah, all I got with me is the handy talkers is all I'm going to be able to hit.
Well, that'll work. I'm coming in fine. I hope things are going okay today for your family situation.
Yeah, I'm going to stop at one more house, and then we'll be heading back, so I don't think I will be on the meeting thing, but if we're assigned 5-3, they're assigned 5-1, the only thing that will happen is when you hit your radio, you will get a busy. So unless, don't talk to Jeff and find out if he wants to move us to event 2 or something that way. But, you know, it's the time slot thing. That's what it is. That's what gets tied up. So if they're going to use time slot 1 on 1, and we're on event on 5-3, that would also be time slot 1. So in order for us to get time slot 2, we would have to get permission to go to time slot 2, which would be talk group or event 2, talk group 5-4. So I'll ask Jeff if it's going to be a problem or not.
Yes, that's the way I explained it. I just didn't know if I was missing something. I remember he mentioned that they don't isolate repeaters. And even if they did, that would be a little bit problematic because we need to listen to the state as well. So, yeah, appreciate you taking a look at that. And I imagine we'll be the one moving out the state.
Yeah, I will talk to him or send him an email, quick email, and ask him.
Greatly appreciated. And then the other item you saw is just Dave says two DMR HTs would be sufficient for Saturday.
Okay, very good. Yeah, tomorrow should be back to normal. Thursday I have to run to the west side of the state for a meeting, believe it or not, fire department meeting, and but I'll be back really late Thursday night.
Okay, sounds good. We'll be available tomorrow on all three channels, so we can talk further then if you have any outcome for that. Appreciate it, Wally. Thank you. N-A-W-R-O, for you, sir.
And just as an FYI, to give you a perspective of coverage for the set, I am at 25 in Hayes in the car in my handy talkie. No outside in now.
And, of course, you're going to MPC down to Montclement. It's a perfect signal, so it's going to work, I'd say.
Very good, sir. Chat later.
Thanks, Wally. NAWRO clear.
WAVD. WAVD, NAVDF.
Hey.
WAVD. Is that the new rig?
Negative. I'm still saying Andy Tucky, 7550E Motorola.
Copy. Word on the street was you had a new one coming that was super shiny and cool.
What one do you have coming?
What one do you have coming?
I thought you had a new one coming. I'm just on an 878.
I do, but I'm not so sure it's ever going to show up. I'll call the guy tomorrow. And I've had it in order since early July. called a couple of weeks ago, tried to get me to take Handy Talkie. I don't want my Handy Talkie. I got plenty of Handy Talkies.
No, I hear you. I'd rather have a mobile, too.
Okay, very good. All right, if I do get it, I will let you guys know. I will let the world know. Talk to you later. WAV.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would, too. All right, I'll catch you later. NADBO.
Welcome to DMR, by the way.
I've been here before, just never really knew what I was doing, so making the effort now.
You'll figure it out. You figured out everything else so far, you'll figure it out. It's just pretty easy. The only thing I advise everybody, especially guys like you are really into it, just watch some videos on how the time slots work and how the sharing and all that other stuff works. Not that it makes any difference to running the radio, but a guy like you that's into all this IT stuff, it gives you a great perspective of how and why it works and how you can talk on two time slots at one time and the repeater's capable of it.
Yeah, that's the part that I want to wrap my head around. I've got the gist of everything else, right? Programming it to do private calls and just getting into repeaters with the color code and time slots, but utilizing different time slots on a repeater and things like that, that's what I gotta figure out, so I got the hotspot to screw around with that and try not to booger out the MI5 network a whole lot.
Yeah, don't put it in. Put it in polite mode, and that will help you out a lot, or whatever they call it. So if somebody else is on one of the other, or on the same time slot that you are, also, too, it keeps you from talking on top of somebody else. In Motorola world, they call it color code 3. I think in the other one, they call it polite mode or something of that nature.
That's the other thing, too, is the variations amongst radios. Obviously, Moto's a little bit different, but the 378 so far, I mean, I've had a handful of them before. And pretty user-friendly. I got to go. I'll be back later. Good talking to you. And ATDF.
WAV.
This is KE8WUO, monitoring statewide 1.
KE8ZRI. Requesting a radio check. N8WRO Richmond unit calling for equipment check. You want to try again? I missed that call.
KE8ZRI requesting a radio check. I'm trying to learn how to program this DMR radio, and I was just wondering if it worked. Over.
Yes, sir. Good signal. KE8ZRI. Loud and clear. I see no issues with your signal. We've been told from Macomb County through this is just to make sure your TX is color code free, and sounds like you're good.
I don't know what you mean by color code free. Is that color code 0? I was told to use color code 1 from a Peter book. Over.
You're correct on that. What I mean is the TX permission. Different radios have different ways of explaining it, but it's TX always. Then there's some say color code polite. Some say, I have to get my notes out here. But we had all our radios set for just transmit all the time. In other words, you could just talk over each other like VHF, UHF. They're recommending to have it set to color code free or color code polite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. I'm using the OpenGD77 software, and I haven't run into that yet, but I have seen those settings in other software. Over.
There's a good way to test it, something we'd never do in another this area, but I'm transmitting right now. You go ahead and try to key over me and see if you get what we call rejected. In other words, you can't key. Now, if you can key without the rejection, then it's probably wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I believe it, the radio beeped at me and it didn't let me key over you. Over.
Perfect. That looks like you got it right. I see that your name is Brian. Mine is Tim, Tango India Mike. and I'll do a little advertisement. If you're interested in Macomb County ARSPC, you're more than welcome to join our net this Thursday night if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, Tim, I think I heard you on the radio. I'd be very interested in joining. I'm currently the communications officer in the United States Coast Guard Flotilla 2009. And, I'd be very interested in that. I've been listening to you guys talking on the net on Thursday nights. Usually I'm on my way home from work, though, so I don't know if I could make any of your meetings yet without making special preparations for that. But, I'd be very interested in that. Over.
Well, Brian, let me just start off by, with your permission, I'll just go ahead and send you a postcard. We have we call it a recruitment postcard, but you're going to laugh in the line of work that you're in. But, hey, we're doing it. We're just trying to increase membership. And the emergency, the manager that runs our group, the EC, he's a very considerate on your time. Like, seriously, I mean, if you can't make something, we make arrangements for it. So, you know, you don't have to, you know, you're really, if your situation changes, you know, you certainly can bow out. But we certainly like you to, you know, drop by a meeting when you can, you know. And then most importantly, this Saturday is a simulated emergency test. Starts at 8:30 on Saturday, and it is on our VHF channel, the 147.2. And as a ham radio operator, you can just go ahead and check in with that. You can home deploy if you like. If you're busy, just check in, kind of check out a little bit, a few hours. Or you can actually deploy with us. It's totally your decision. Over to you.
Yeah, Tim. I was really interested in that. I was looking forward to listening in on that's October 4th, right? Yeah, I was looking forward to listening in on that and seeing what that's all about. Over.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What I might suggest to you is just take it one step further. Go ahead and feel free to check in like it's any other net and just say you're home deploy only. And that, you know, like if you don't want to wait, I think we might clear about 1 p.m. or something like that. But if you want to just give it a couple hours and then check back into net control and check out, and you don't even really necessarily have to do anything, you know, while you're listening, you might as well. It helps us out because we do get credit for your check-in if that's something you want to do. Otherwise, you can just monitor like you were planning. NAWRO, back over to you.
No, I plan on checking in. I'll definitely do that. You can look for me on Saturday. Over.
Greatly appreciate it. The boss said that we should, kind of tune in around 8:30 a.m. and that the net will probably jump off by 9 a.m. Saturday morning. And, you know, that way you can, what we're going to be doing, the guys and the members, and if you want to, we get the assignments. We actually deploy to certain areas in the county. And it's the sort of task they'll have us do, take a picture of a gas station or something like that. You're certainly welcome to do that as well, or if it's your first one, you can just kind of monitor, like I was saying. However you want to play it, it's totally up to you. But I will send you that postcard, and that way, you know, in the weeks to come, you're welcome to drop by the class. You're welcome to join our nets if you can. And we'd be happy to have you, especially with your credentials, shall we say. Back over to you.
Yeah, that sounds great, Tim. Yes, send me the postcard. I guess you're using QRZ to find my information. I don't know. I don't even know if it's there because I'm a new ham. You know, I just got my license, and I'm still trying to figure out all this stuff. Right now I'm trying to figure out this VMR radio stuff. It's been a great QSO with you. Yeah, it's been really great talking to you. You're the first one I talked to on this radio. I got a Baofeng 1701. Over.
Well, you must have done something right because the volume level seems right to me. But we got some others here that, you know, we can. It's nice to get multiple data points, you know, some of the people. So if you hear us on here, feel free to just jump in and I'll remember your call sign. I'll have it down. I'll send that postcard out to you. Yeah, we do it with just the, it's the old trick from the 90s, the 2000s, the FCC database. And, you know, if I have a QSO with you, I always like to just get permission first. But we are in the middle of a recruiting thing. We do new hams. We're doing new hams that have a new DMR ID, so that would fit you exactly, because, you know, that way they must be active and interested. And, you know, we'd like to, you know, get our group, grow our group a little bit and do some community service. It's a fun group. We do like it. Our meetings are at the MISD building, Garfield and Hall Road, and we have a good time there, you know, learning about stuff. DMR was on the topic, and we'll continue with DMR. We're thinking about even T25 coming up. I don't want to keep you, but I certainly can talk for a little bit, or we can call it short, and we'll catch you another time. However you want to do it, Brian, back over to you, N-8-W-R-O.
Yeah, all right, Tim. Well, thanks a lot. I've only got a limited amount of time here to work on this radio, and I'm going to work on this DMR stuff here. So maybe we can hook up again another time and talk. Thank you very much for everything and telling me all this. This is KE8ZRI. Over and out.
Understood, Brian. You have a good one. KE8ZRI from NAWRO. I will be clear.